the Divine Energy Oracle. Empowering, honest, and clear, each of these cards will invite you to advance your soul and make a shift toward a life filled with unlimited possibilities, meaning, desire, and purpose. With every invitation you accept, you advance your soul's growth and achieve inner peace and outer success. Lessons on patience, vulnerability, grief, joy, self-love, forgiveness, and more. This is designed to help you wake up, remove blocks, and reconnect to your authentic self. I just wanted to give you guys a description of the Divine Energy Oracle readings. I will be offering $10 readings for the rest of the month from my Divine Energy Oracle deck. And I love these cards so much. Each card has a message, and each message is straightforward, but then you definitely get a more in-depth look into it. I will be doing $15 readings from my chakra cards, and the chakra cards have a card for each chakra and a meditation, as well as a little bit of, I call it homework, for you to do in it. And if you would like to book a reading, you can reach out to me on social media. On Twitter, I am at Magic Mother. On Instagram, it's at Magic Mother _. And you can send me a DM. Let me know if you would like a reading. I will be coming on to pull one card usually with the podcast, just for the collective. If you would like a personal and in-depth reading, get with me. I know somebody who is so wrapped up in their own shit and fighting so many internal battles and quote-unquote demons and probably karma and just learning different life lessons, but they're so caught up in their shit that they've made it so that nothing else matters. And I feel like sometimes that's okay. Sometimes you have to be selfish. You have to go inward. You have to just focus on yourself and your goals and your dreams, your plans, what you have going on day to day. And you really just kind of got to isolate yourself from people and take some time for you. I don't feel like there's anything wrong with being selfish when you don't expect for people not to be selfish with you. And so I know this person who's so wrapped up in their own shit that they don't give any of the things that they would like to receive from people, from the universe, from the world, including, you know, positivity, niceness, you know. January is my birthday month, and this person is pretty close with me, supposed to be anyway. And you would think like the cheapest, easiest birthday gift would be, you know, just be nice, you know, don't take out all of your shit on me, all of your attitude on me, all of your whatever is going on. Don't send that energy my way if I'm not the cause of it. Don't send that energy my way when I'm trying to be supportive and loving to you. Don't ask for support and understanding and patience and respect and nice if you aren't in a place to give it. If you aren't in a place to give out love, I don't think that you should just expect it to be poured on you from anyone except for yourself. When you're in a place where you can't give to other people, you need to just focus on you and give to yourself
and not expect anything from the outside. And when something does come still, when people are still around and are still supportive and appreciative and helping out and, you know, giving you their last dollar, whatever, you should show some appreciation, show some niceness, some humanity. I think the people who scream the loudest, like, oh, I'm only human, treat people the most inhumane. Like, the people who are like, oh, I'm just a person, I'm just a human, are the people who treat other humans worse than animals. And I think it's kind of ridiculous. I'm for sure that it's super selfish and not in a positive, self-progressing way. It's going to be some bad karma coming your way, and you're never going to get the peace, the happiness, and the success that you're aiming for when you shit on everybody around you. You shit on all the people in your circle trying to replace them or praise other people who you feel are doing more because you're looking from the outside in. That just made me think of this quote that I think a lot of people use and don't really know what the fuck it means. And that's not even to talk down or say you guys don't know anything, because until I had seen it recently, I didn't go and look it up myself. I didn't go and do any research on what it actually means. You know, like how people say you can't have your cake and eat it too, and a lot of people don't know what that means. That's not the phrase I want to get into, but it's one of those. And the quote or the phrase was, familiarity breeds contempt. And I want to speak on that because I actually saw someone that I know use it, and I know that they were using it incorrectly, we'll just say. A lot of people say familiarity breeds contempt, and what they think it means is that the people closest to you hate on you the most. The people closest to you will be the first ones to stab you in the back. Keep your enemies closer than your friends, because your friends will turn on you quicker. You know what I mean? Like, people take that familiarity breeds contempt as saying that when people get next to you, they start to get jealous of you. That's how people take that. They think that. Maybe you think that's what that means. But I actually had to look it up and see where it came from, and what it really means is most of the people who love you, like who say, oh, she's so great, he's so great, you're such a great person, don't really know you. Like, they have no idea who you really are. And the people who are familiar with you, the more familiar they get with you, the more they learn and know about you, the further you come down off that pedestal, the more people start to really despise you for who you really are. Because they see that all of this stuff that you were portraying yourself to be is not really you. All of the characteristics that they saw in spurts, all of the, you know, a lot of people treat strangers better than their friends. So if somebody just meets you, you're super nice to them. The more that they meet you, the more that they talk to you and interact with you, they find out, oh, you treat the people who you claim to love like shit. Oh, you tell everybody that you do this, but I've been around you for 20 out of 24 hours, and I see that you really do this. And it starts to breed contempt. It starts to breed a resentment, a dislike for somebody because you found out who they really are. And I feel like a lot of people are in that dangerous territory because they're being the wrong kind of selfish. There's a right kind of selfish where, you know, you definitely should take care of yourself, put yourself first, make sure that you're happy before anything else. But none of that should be to the detriment of other people, the disrespect of other people, the disregard of other people, especially people who are close to you, who are there for you, who are trying to live their own lives and deal with their own problems and still supporting and helping out you. So, like, for example, this person that I'm talking about, like I said, a great birthday present would just to be nice. Just be nice. And I haven't gotten that. I haven't gotten a, hey, how are you doing? How are you feeling? What's going on with you? Are you okay? It's more, everything is taken negative first. Everything is an eye roll, a head shake, just disrespect. And I'm trying to be, quote unquote, the bigger person and understand that this person is going through things. I know I didn't do anything wrong, so it's not me. And whatever their insecurities and fears and shortcomings are manifesting in ways that are not conducive with this relationship, not conducive with this friendship. It's not going to work. For me, I always feel like because my birthday is in January, that's my new year. When I enter a new year of my life. And so, since the top of 2020, I've just kind of been observing. And I had a couple times where I completely lashed out. Like, sick of this shit, sick of that shit, lashed out. Don't know if it helped anything. Made me feel better. So who cares? But it's starting to really bother me noticing a lot of people who are requesting things that they cannot or refuse to give. And so I just wanted to say, if you're not in a position to give the things that you're asking for, you should probably just shut the fuck up. Especially if it's something that you just would like. I would like for this to happen. I would like for that to happen. I would like, if I'm friends with somebody, that they would do this, this, and that for me. If you can't do that for them, you should be your own friend. I decided to bring this to the podcast because, like I said, more than my situation, I've seen it a lot. I've noticed it a lot lately, and I think it's kind of weird. I think it's kind of weird that I'll leave that one alone, but other than that, some of you feel like we're in a new year. So, Happy New Year to you all. My personal one is January 16th. And then, you know, the equinox, March 20th. I'm going to be getting into some more card readings. Slow down on the Reiki sessions, the distance sessions.
only because I've just been busy and it requires a lot of energy that I don't want to rush or fake. And so I already use a lot of energy in the card readings. Today when I'm recording, today is Tarot Tuesday. So I have a few readings to do today. I've also started my beauty brand, so I have some work to do with that. And I've been thinking lately, just to move off of that subject, because it's really tiring me. Like, I wanted to speak on it because, one, because bringing it to that person would do nothing. I don't think there's any point of having certain conversations with certain people when you know that they are committed to understanding you, to misunderstanding you, only waiting for you to stop speaking so they can reply and already see things in a negative light. So they're going to be coming from a negative place. It's never going to be, you know, you're right, I understand where you're coming from, or even I don't agree with that, but I can understand how you feel that way. It's never that level of understanding. So I figured, fuck it, let's just bring it to the collective, because it's definitely somebody else who needs to hear it. Because I've seen it a lot, and sometimes we need to check ourselves on that. Sometimes I just stop asking for things because I know I can't provide them, and so I work on trying to provide them to myself. So anyway, I've been thinking about kind of merging two brands, two business ideas. I work in beauty, I work in magic, and I'm thinking about creating some content, some glamour magic content for the people, you people. Also want to start up a YouTube channel. I've been saying that for a long time. I don't really like video. Not that I'm not cute, I'm gorgeous, but I'm just not a video person. As for me being recorded. But I started with this podcast. It's been going all right. Definitely need to get more consistent with it in 2020. But I want to create some glamour magic content, some self-love content. Start doing more readings on the podcast. I don't know if I should create a Patreon. I feel like it's so many. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, I have a Pinterest page, I want to start a YouTube, and I just feel like it's so many different things. I know different audiences are in different places and multiple places, but a bitch be tired. Like, I'm a mom of a toddler mom, and a bitch be tired, okay? I'm about to start another job. I bet you be tired. So, I didn't really record much at the end of 2019. And so, I just want to do like a little recap at the end of the year. A little forward messaging for 2020. 2019 was a year of growth for me, and learning and transforming and transcending and reaching new heights and milestones and accomplishments and goals. And I really got a lot of shit done last year. I could have did a whole lot more, but I really got a lot of shit done that I said I was going to do, that I said I wanted to do. I got a lot of shit done, a lot of shit started. that I said I was going to. And so I feel very proud of my accomplishments. I feel like even spiritually and emotionally, I grew a lot. I went through a lot of bullshit, especially at the top of last year, like January through April, where like the fuck is going on. And from like May to August was kind of like a blur. And I think probably my last podcast was like September. And so the whole fourth quarter of 2019, I didn't record. I didn't post like on my Instagram. I didn't really do any of the shit that I said I was gonna do. Like the last quarter was kind of rough, and I planned on going hard for the end of the year to come out strong 2020, and I ended up just kind of taking a break and taking a rest and falling back to reflect, which was probably the best choice, the best option. And I just felt like I needed that. Especially after the year I had, I felt like 2019 set me up to do great things this year. I don't feel like any of the things that happened were a setback to me. It was like a bump in the road, but it didn't stop me from traveling forward. That's one thing that I am grateful for and proud of myself for, and that I hope all of you did. I hope that the beginning of 2020, you're not in the same place that you were in the beginning of 2019. I know for me, in the last 2 years, there's been a complete change. But just speaking on the last one, at the top of the year, I was still in school. I didn't have an LLC. We're not gonna talk about it as far as the relationship, but things were different now to then. And a lot of things have changed and improved from now to then. Relationship-wise, I'll say up and down, back and forth. I felt like 2019, the beginning was really shitty for my love life. There wasn't a whole lot of love going on. And towards the middle, there were definite improvements. And like I said, it was up and down and back and forth. And I think the end of the year kind of taught me that the best thing is to focus on me, regardless of what else is going on, regardless of if I have a job, if I have a man, if I have $1 million. Like, focus on, make a plan, focus on it, stick to it, and nothing is worth losing sight of those goals. Because most of the people who distract you from what you have going on, or who bring some drama and bullshit in your life, those are the people who are in the same place or worse right now than they were a year ago. And I don't want to be one of those people. And I think that was like my subconscious was screaming that at me all last year. Like, no matter what, you don't want to be in the same place. You don't want to drag yourself down to the level of other people, because you're going to stay there just like them. I had posted something on my Twitter. I don't know if I shared it to Instagram too, but I know I posted it on Twitter and said, note to self, stop checking up on people that you don't even really like that, because they're still doing the same corny shit that they were doing last year. And it's true. I could probably name like 5-6 people that, and I won't say I don't like them, but we're not close, we're not friends. We may have had an issue or an argument, and I just feel like they were like a blip on the radar that tried to distract me from my goals or get me out of character or knock me off my square. And every one of them is in the same spot. I've seen this one girl, she's been in the same spot or worse for years now. And she still does the same thing. Not saying like she consistently does the same thing. She still does the same things that lead her to be on the same path or worse. And I don't want to be there. And I had somebody make the mistake of thinking that me noticing that or me looking at that means that I'm insecure about other people. But I watch a lot of things. I watch a lot of y'all who tune into the podcast. And I know a lot of people watch me. Because when I post certain things, they'll say it. I've been watching you for a while. I've been silently sitting back watching. I know, and those are people who support me. So I know people who don't are watching. Because when I go look at their shit, I can see their little subtweets or subliminal posts or whatever. But it doesn't change their situation. What's that clip from Gabrielle Union where she's like, well, what did you accomplish? Like, did you get the guy? Did you get the check? Like, did all your dreams come true from you doing that? There's this other chick who bases her dislike on me, because she's never met me, never had a conversation with me. She bases her dislike of me off of what somebody else said to her, to their benefit, of course. Because when you hear one side of the story, it's usually tilted towards the side of the person telling it. And so I don't fault her for being friends with someone and taking their side. But this girl bases her whole dislike of me off of another person's word. Another person who, by the way, tells this girl that we're so much alike, she would be my friend, blah, 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 blah. At this point, this bitch can never be my friend. But she goes, like, out of her way to try to show and prove that she doesn't like me while still watching me, while still speaking on me. She, like, really lets my existence bother her. And it's hilarious to me because she doesn't get any further in life. She didn't get the guy. Like, none of the things, nothing positive happens from it. You just hating on somebody. You just, oh, I don't like her because I've heard some things. I could not like you because you look like a thumb. But that's petty, right? So, in 2020, I think I'm teetering back and forth on whether I should be the bigger person still, or throw it in a jar and let the universe handle them. You know, I had somebody thought that I threw or would throw some magic shit at them. Like, they were like, oh, she's a witch. And, you know, I gotta protect my energy and my space, because imagine thinking that I threw something at you. And you fuck your own self up so bad that your life just starts to crumble. I've watched it happen to two different women now. Two of them, actually. Because one of them told somebody, oh, she's a witch, so I don't want to. And the other one just keeps on making these, like, little side comments. Like, oh, watch out for these witches, because blah, blah, blah. And both of them, like, shit disintegrated. God never said that the weapons wouldn't form. He just said that they wouldn't prosper. I've never met anyone who crossed me and went on to live happily ever after. And that's all I'll say about that. And I've never had to throw anything anybody's way. Most of my work is sweet jars for me. And abundance rituals for me. One time I lit a candle for the collective, and the energy on it was so strong that my candles collapsed. And I don't take that kind of stuff lightly. And so, I don't know if any of you are following online or also through podcasts, Io, Bossy Bruja. One of the most important things she speaks about is cleansing. Cleansing yourself, cleansing your space. Do that often. Clean, 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 clean. Protect yourself. If you need to do a reversal, maybe I'll do some podcasts on that. Maybe that's what we'll start doing. We'll start doing episodes on rituals to cleanse, to purify, to protect, to reverse. I'm not doing any of that binding and hexing. People put spells on themselves every single day with the fucking stupid ass words that they speak. Every single day. I don't even have to touch these holes. They crumble themselves, I tell you. Somebody sent me a DM. And this is going to tie back into Bossy as well, because I have a couple things to say about her work and teaching and a lot of things that I've learned from her. Somebody sent me a DM actually asking me about Bossy and her products, which ones I had tried, which ones I recommended. And so we get to talking, and she starts to say how she wants her ex back, and she made a sweet jar for him. And I'm thinking, there's no way that you really follow Bossy, because she just did this whole thing on how you definitely should not do that. Make a sweet jar for yourself. Focus on yourself. Do the work for you. Because we can get into all the other ways that could fuck everything up on another episode, but the shit that you think you want right now, you might not want 6 months from now, 6 years from now. You might not realize the consequences that it has. And I talked about that before. Like, I know for sure that I've said that on here before. I would never be in a relationship or have an ex, and my ex get with a new girl, and I do some work to try to make that girl go away.
because I know the consequences of that. And we can talk about that later if you haven't listened to previous episodes. But it's not something you want to play around with. And I don't encourage work on other people that they haven't asked for, that they aren't aware of. So we'll do episodes on the things that you can do to hone and empower your own magic without worrying about any of these fuck niggas or little dusty ass bitches out here. They're not going anywhere. They're not doing anything. Like, you can really continue on your path and come back to visit them if you want. They ain't going nowhere. I think I'm going to pull a card, actually. And, I wanted to give a couple of book recommendations as well. One book that I am reading right now, a recommendation from Bossy Bruja, is The Science of Mind by Ernest Holmes. The second one is called Financial Sorcery. I cannot remember the author at this time, but I got the book recommendation from Alex, the witch doctor. I love Alex. And so I'm back and forth between these two books, and also it's called The Witch's Book of Self-Care. It's by Erin Murphy Hiscock. I'll put it, I guess, in the description, all three of these books. And I'll actually put down the at names of Alex and Bossy. I think they're both really great to follow. Maybe I'll just do a whole episode on that, because we have like a really dope ass community of practitioners and root workers and healers and diviners, and like all black and brown people, which is so dope. Like juju, it's a little bit of juju podcast. Yeah, I'm gonna have to do like a whole episode, because there's Hoodoo Hannah, there's Santa Lachey, there are so many people, the Hood Botanica, like there's so many black and brown brujas, which is who this podcast is for, if you didn't know. I never did my introduction, so sorry if you're new here. This is the Magic Mother Podcast. I am Kristen J, aka Magic Mother, Project Priestess, Mystic Mama, Reiki Healer, who prefers to be under the stars with tarot and wine, just being aligned. That's my little spiel. If you know, you know. 2019 made me hate that phrase. 2019 made me hate, if you know, you know, just say okay, and a couple of other things that people don't realize I don't fuck with. Another thing I don't fuck with is if you're my friend and you're friends with somebody that I don't fuck with, I really don't fuck with that. However, everybody can't be friends. So I'm not so petty as to say that everybody you're friends with has to be friends with me, or everybody you're friends with has to like me, or they could have never had a problem with me or never said anything bad about me. Like, I think that's dumb.
to even request and young minded. However, I feel like, one, if you let people disrespect me, who you call your friend, if you call me your friend and you let someone else disrespect me, one of us can't be your friend anymore. That's just how that goes. That's one. And two, if in conversation you keep trying to bring this person up to me, like, my face is immediately going to change. The guy I talked to, he works with this chick who, supposedly at first she was just the girl, and mentioned sparingly. Now, she's known by name, she's brought up in every conversation, a bunch of weird shit, a bunch of suspect shit. And people keep being confused as to why every time the name comes up now, my face shows what I feel. Well, I've never been a dummy. My intuition gets stronger and stronger every day. And so it is what it is. If you bring up your friends, and I say that lightly because most of these people ain't really friends, but if you bring up your friends around me and notice my facial expression go down, I don't fuck with them. And I halfway fuck with you for fucking with them and thinking you can still come fuck with me. That's just how that goes. And it be the people that be the most sensitive to that too. Like, if you fall out with somebody, you don't want me to ever speak to them or speak on them again. But you're just, your whole friends list is people who disrespect on the regular. Gonna shuffle these cards. And we're gonna pull one for us. This is for me and for you. I'm gonna get a message from my, I'm using my Divine Energy Oracle deck at the moment. And the card. I wanna know what kind of content you guys wanna see on YouTube. I was thinking about doing readings. I was thinking, should I have a channel with everything? You know, glamour magic, entrepreneurship, spirituality, witchcraft, tarot, beauty, or what? So I don't know. Send me a voice message, send me a comment, a DM on social at Magic Mother. Instagram at magicmother_. And let me know. The card I've pulled for for us today says refine your attention. I don't know why I feel like I've pulled this one for us before. So maybe that, like, maybe y'all didn't listen. Maybe I didn't listen. I don't know. Refine your attention. Like, you're focused on too many things. It's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. Like, we are not even 30 days into this year, and there is so much going on in the world around us. It's crazy. And it's easy to lose focus. And I think that we need to refine our attention, restate our goals and our intentions, put our attention on our intentions. That's a good title. Put your attention on your intentions. Refine your attention to your intentions. Like, Remember your why. Remember your goals. Remember your plan. And stick to the fucking plan. Do the work. Work the work. Like, that's the message that I'm getting. We're unfocused. We are focused on the million things that are going on around us and not what matters. Not what's going to bring us further in life. Not what's going to manifest our dreams. And we need to refine our attention. I'm going to still go to the book just to see what they say. If I can find that one. Here you go. But that's the message that I'm getting. It's like, get it together, bitch, because you're off track right now. So the book says, refine your attention. The more your divine energy awakens in you, the more you start paying attention to your present attitudes and behaviors. Notice which attitudes and behaviors serve you and which ones sabotage you. Are your present attitudes and behaviors in alignment with your true heart's desires? Your divine energy is calling you to improve your attitude and place your attention on a higher, more supportive outlook. It is time to notice which things consume your mental energy. Does your focus align with your goals? Do your behaviors align with your intentions? Or are you scattering your energies on negative attitudes and behaviors? Your divine invitation is to check your focus and your attitude. Focus on what you want for at least 3 to 5 minutes each day, ideally first thing in the morning and last thing at night. Then, take at least one action today to support your focus. Thinking is not enough. It is time to do something. So, I don't know about y'all, but I feel like that was definitely a needed message. Especially with what I came on here talking about. As I started the episode and said, I know somebody who really sucks as a fucking friend, you know what I mean? And maybe I shouldn't even focus on it. Which I said, I need to just start focusing on me. That's what the end of the year taught me. I need to focus on what it is that I want instead of all of the things that I don't. All of the energies and the people that surround me that don't align. Need to just not get my focus, and I need to focus solely and completely on what my goals are, where I want to be, where I need to be, what I want to have, and make 2020 a year of progression. I feel like 2019 was, but we gotta amp it up. I feel like I've seen a lot of people grow and change and come into their own in the last year, and we need to ramp it up. We need to refine our attention. Refine your attention to your intentions. If you haven't set any intentions for the year, you definitely need to do so. Speak it into the universe. Speak what it is that you want. Focus on what it is that you want. And stop giving your energy to the shit that you don't. Note to self. Note to y'all. Note to us. Refine your attention. Today is Tuesday, January 14th. Make sure you shout me out on the 16th and say happy birthday. A bitch is turning 30. Dirty 30, and it's time to make some shit happen. Let's go.